Hearing nothing, this concludes the BC Public Service Net for this evening. My thanks to the stations that supplied the relays, Mike and Paul and John and Ned. Sorry, John. And those giving us a clear operating frequency, and Mother Nature was very kind in that respect. Please tune in tomorrow evening at 0130, Coordinated Universal Time, for your next net. And that is now closed at 0230 hours, right on time. Thanks very much, guys. VA7RMM, good going clear. 98 check-ins in 1 hour. 96 check-ins.
98 check-ins?
96.
96. Do you want me to let Todd know that?
Yeah, I'll email him, no problem. I got those silent keys to report, too.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good job. Thanks, Ned. Thanks, Mike.
You gonna hang around for a minute there, John?
Roger.
Yeah, funny, I was went down to the store today and I bumped into a friend and he said, you know, the gal with the farmer's market down the road has got some kittens that are just about ready to be given away. So I'm going tomorrow to look at a calico cat.
That's awesome. I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, well... it's been kind of a sad week, but anyway, might be able to find sort of companion, and, well, a calico cat, I've got, I had Ash, I still got Sit, so a calico would have to be Ember.
Keeping with the theme of the names, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm going to go look at her. I guess there's a couple of females. There are calicos there that she has, and so I'm going to go over tomorrow, and I might pick one of them up and just see what happens when I introduce another feline.
Well, it's going to be pretty hard once you pick one up. How do you put the poor little guy down?
Say again?
That wasn't me.
TFM. Just so you know, you might know that already, but all calicos are female, and by severe observation of numerous calico cats, they're also schizophrenic.
Well, so am I, and I am too.
Yeah, gotta love them. It's Ted, 7TFN in Portland.
Yeah, I've had cats all my life, and John's familiar with the scenario, but I just lost my gray cat, Ash, and my black cat, Sit, is kind of at loose end, and is following me as though she's tied to my feet, so I thought I'd better get her another companion.
Oh yeah, they do well in a group. Anyway, you definitely carry on. I couldn't help commenting about the calico. Yeah, all calicos are female and they're schizophrenic. Anyway, cheers, 7th Street, and peace and holidays. Greetings to all.
Take care, Ted.
Yeah, well, thanks for the advice, Ted. Yeah. Actually, most cats are kind of schizophrenic.
Yeah, they all develop, or at least have their own personality.
Yeah, well, it's funny, since Ash went, Sit is almost tied to my ankles. So, I thought I'd better get her a companion, because they're indoor cats, and they do tend to groom one another, which is probably a real good reason for having two of them.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, if you do get the little guy, send a picture along. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think the kittens, I think that she said they were 10 weeks old, so that's probably about the latest I would want to get, a fresh one.
You know the old saying, dogs have owners, cats have staff.
Well, yeah, well, you and I both know that.
Well, I was up at about 20 to 6 this morning. Seymour was crying at the bottom of the stairs. Of course, he's got a litter box right beside him there when he comes into the shell room. But for some reason, he prefer to go outside at that particular time in the morning. So I go down, make sure the alarm's turned off. I let him outside. Then I go to the kitchen. I get his breakfast ready and wait for him to come back in, either through the front door or the side door. And then when he comes back in, I go back to bed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's quite a propensity of raccoons, cougars, and bears around here. I've decided that the cats that will cohabitate with me, from now on will probably be indoor creatures. Seth is quite happy with that. Ash snuck out a few times there, Anyway, she is now become part of a floor bed.
Yeah, I was wondering if you looked after him yet.
Yeah, well, anyway, hey, I don't have any local children here. My daughter is 6,000 miles away. It's comfort for a lonely old man, I guess.
Yeah, they do bring a lot of companionship, lots of love for sure. We'll hope you get them tomorrow.
Well, anyway, I'm going to go there and, and have a look. And I don't know, make a decision about felines, to what they do when they first encounter me.
Yeah, and does it come with shots and all that, or are you going to have to arrange for that after?
No, it's the lady who has the cats actually owns the local farm. But this latest litter are kind of both in and out. So yeah, they're going to, the first thing you're going to do is probably have a visit to the vet.
There you go. Okay, excellent. Well, that's good news, and hope you had a good Christmas yesterday, with the exception of the loss, and we've got a new year coming up.
Indeed we do. Well, I had a rather quiet Christmas. I fed on Cornish Gay Man. I think I mentioned that. Cornish Gay Man with Brussels sprouts and roasted potatoes and all that good stuff. It was a quiet Christmas. How did yours go?
Quiet throughout the day. We were invited over to Dave's house in Rose for a Christmas dinner. So we got there about 5:30, and 7:30 we were home and full.
Yeah. Well, I sat down there last night. I gave Ken, TWA, who is now living in Campbell River there. I gave him a call, and I think we chatted until my battery went dead in the phone.
There you go.
Yeah, well, that sort of stuff happens once in a while. But anyway, yeah, that was Christmas. I did talk to my ex there in Dawson Creek. And she went out to her neighbors down the road. She's living alone too. But anyway, she went to her neighbors down the road, and I think they gave her a good turkey dinner. So all was well with the world.
There you go. At least you had a good chin wag for a little bit. Did you talk to your daughter?
No. She hasn't called me for a while. I think, there's a long story involved there, but we'll probably kiss and make up someday.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll hope that happens. All right, sir, I better go up and feed Donna, find out what I'm going to make her for dinner, and sit down for an hour and a half on the TV with her, and then probably go to bed.
Yes, what was the old saying? My mother used to tell me there was nothing like going to bed with a good book or a friend who'd read one.
Well, Donna lives on the main floor. I live on the top floor, so that explains that.
Well, there you go. Anyhow, have a good evening, sir, and we shall probably chat with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good, Mikey. You have a good night, and hope things go well tomorrow. Take care. VA-7, Mike Juliet Sierra, Victor Echo 7, Romeo Bravo.
I'll let you know how things go in the cat house, John. V-7 Romeo Bravo, VA-7 MGS.
Have a good night. I'm looking forward to it. Take care.